The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
So Sammy's in as well. Do you mind if I ask you a question? We were talking about this earlier on,
go
weren't
for it.
We? And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. Because I'm intrigued. There's a lot of people now that again getting diagnosis for autism, ADHD, and so on. And when I was young, no one really knew much about it, or it was swept under the carpet. I don't know. And we get lots and lots of people now that are my age that are now getting a diagnosis. So my question is quite simple: how is it that you are 23 years of age? And you, I haven't had a diagnosis yet.
The waiting list is so long. So when I was a kid, I never got taken for testing. And then by the time I'd realised and I'd been told by therapists and doctors that I'd like, they think I have it. But the waiting list just, as for an adult, is way too long. I mean, I've been on the waiting list since I was 18 and I'm nothing. So
yeah. What made you go to see someone in the first place? What triggered it?
So I was struggling with other mental health issues. I don't want to get too deep into it. But
no, please don't. I'm not here to interrogate.
After a couple of sessions with a therapist, he was like, I think half your problem is that you're not just depressed, you're also trying to fit in with a world that's not really made for the way your brain works. I think you're neurodivergent. I think you've got ADHD. So, yeah, ever since then, I've been trying to get on the waiting list.
But you said something there that I think it's fascinating, but it's also something else that we all need to get on board with. And you know, to make a world for all of us, we need to understand it more. We need to appreciate. We need to respect as well. So the only way we can do that is if we talk about it. So what were the signs that there was suddenly someone saying to you, you need to go and talk to somebody? Or did you spot them, or did somebody else spot them?
I think I'd always known, like, things I was doing was not what normal in quotation marks people were doing, but yeah, until someone pointed out that it's something that you can get diagnosed with and treated, because ADHD is actually something that can be treated and you can treat with medication, unlike autism. So it wasn't until then I was like, well, maybe I should go for this diagnosis and try and, you know, see if I can get medication, try and make things better for me, be able to cope. So I was struggling with my motivation. I always procrastinate, and it's not like I don't want to do the task. I'll lie in bed thinking, oh, I'm really stressed, I need to get this task done, but there is absolutely no drive in my body to get up and do it. It just feels like impossible, even if it's the most simplest task in the world, like picking my clothes up off the floor. So yeah, stuff, little things like that, it's just all adds up to what we call ADHD.
And if people don't understand that, what you've just said, some of it, they may think, you lazy so-and-so, get on with what you're supposed to do. And it's that's the kind of ridiculous situation that we're in. If we sweep it under the carpet and we don't talk about it, we're completely unaware, and we need to be more aware so we can be more respectful and in some cases helpful.
Yeah.
And how good is it that you, and thank you for talking about this, because there will be people out there that also could be in a situation where they haven't been diagnosed, but they could have family that are really quite, how can I put it, worried about their kids, but also not worried, but also aggressive in a way that is, oh, come on, pull yourself together, and not understanding what it's really, really like. So you coming on and talking about it makes it better for you, but it makes it better for other people as well, which is really good.
I hope so, yeah. I hope it gives someone the motivation to go and actually speak to the doctor. There's a thing called Right to Choose, which is, I can help the waiting list go faster. It's private companies, but they go through NHS, so you don't have to pay.
Is that what you've done?
What I'm about to do. So I've been on the NHS waiting list for 5 years, not heard anything back. And then now I'm going through this Right to Choose pathway. You can look it up, and you know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it.
So Right to Choose, how do we get, is that a website?
It's a
somewhere?
Website. I'm not quite sure what the link is, but if you type in Right to Choose, ADHD or autism, they do both on Google, it should come up first thing. And it's a lot of helpful links and information that can let you know what to do.
I get really quite irate when people start talking about autism and ADHD and alienating people. And I get quite frustrated by that. I get quite annoyed and quite cross, because quite clearly we can all work together. We've all got something to say. I mean, look at us now. You've come in. This is your second week here. How great do you sound on the radio? But if people have got the attitude of, oh yeah, but you're neuro, what is it? What was the term?
Neurodivergent.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure whether we can do that or not. Mm. Well, yes, yeah. You blooming can. You just need to open your mind, and not be so disrespectful. And I say, what you've done, what you've achieved in 1 week is incredible. You've come in here, and I mean, you sound like you've been on the radio for years.
Thank you.
Don't you feel at home? Do you feel at home?
Yes, I do. I felt very, very nervous first before I came in, and it took me a long time to build up the courage and motivation to reach out to Rectus Radio, but I'm glad I did. I really enjoyed
it. Excellent. No, I'm glad you did, because, I mean, you started off the conversation that we had in an email by saying, and I said this last week, I'm just going to remind you again of it, you said, I want to work out what I really want to do, because I don't really know what to do with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do yet?
No. Maybe radio.
Maybe radio. I mean, you know, that would be great. I mean, you know, you're very good at it. You've got a great personality, and you don't mind talking about things.
Thank you.
Which is great. I told you a story about my son. And my son was, you know, I may have told this to the listener before, but my son was diagnosed with having Tourette's tics when he was about 7 years of age. And as a parent, I was really concerned, and I didn't believe it, because you go through all of that, and he would be eating his dinner, and he'd be making all these faces and so on, and I would go out of the house, tiptoe around the front window, and have a look through the window so he couldn't see me, and he was still doing it. He was still doing it when you didn't know he was watching, other times as well, and you thought, crikey, this is really sad. He doesn't have the Tourette's tic now. It lasted for about 2 years, but we went into it, we saw doctors, we saw people, and they said, 1 in 5 people develop the full-blown tics or full-blown Tourette's. And it's having those conversations, it's having those, but I watched other people watch him when he was having the tics, and I felt really bad for him because of the looks that they were, you know, like, oh, I can see him over there, like, he's doing all those funny faces and so on. And there he is, he's 30 years of age, he's in the army now, he's got a child of his own, he's a fantastic father, and there it is, it's all set up and it's lovely. How nice is that, and that's how it should be.
Yeah.
People communicating, talking together, and so on. So thank you for that.
Thank you for letting me talk about it.